It's easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney, everyday matters. Must be 18, restrictions apply. Visit JCPenney or JCP.com for full terms and conditions. Offer ends June 9th.
WFAS News Time 603. Good evening, I'm Jim Cleefield, Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230, WFAS News. Here's what's happening. Day laborers in Mamaroneck cheer a new hiring site, which is expected to open next Tuesday. The Workers' Center, as it is called, will be located at Mamaroneck Straight Gate Church. Their workers will gather inside while waiting for contractors to pick them up. Now, not everybody is happy with that agreement. Some neighbors aren't pleased, expressing concerns about traffic in what they say is a residential neighborhood. More details about that home invasion in Scarsdale. The two men and a woman allegedly made off with $300,000 worth of jewelry. That's what police say. Happened late last night on Cushman Road near the police department. The robbers got inside after the daughter of the homeowners was leaving the house. The owners and their daughter were tied up before the theft was made. The robbers said to be still at large. You should call police at 722-1200 if you have any information. A teen is sent to the hospital after being viciously attacked allegedly by eight other boys at Mount Vernon High School. Happened yesterday afternoon in the school's hallway. Cops say the attack stemmed from the 16-year-old refusing to fight one of the boys. The school nurse took the victim to the hospital with cuts, bruises, and bleeding gums. No arrests have been made as of last report. Mount Vernon's police force getting bigger in response to a string of violent crimes. 10 new officers are being added to the force, bringing the overall total to 200. Word comes from Mayor Ernest Davis. The cost is $500,000, but Davis stopped short of saying how the hires would be paid for. The city was rocked by two fatal shootings back in April amid calls to end gang and youth violence in the city. WFAS News Time 605 got some big troubles on the road to tell you about. Let's get the latest from Craig Schenkman with WFAS Westchester Traffic.
All right, Jim, finally some good news on the New England Thruway heading south. An accident cleared away right before exit 19 in Rye. All lanes now open. Northbound side is fine up by New Rochelle. 287, got delays west, exit 9 to exit 5. Slow pockets of volume, Tappan Zee North, heading to Rockland. Newcastle, 117 at Cowden Lane, we are blocked. All lanes closed due to a fallen tree. Metro North, V-Line buses so far all running well. And your update is brought to you by JCPenney. The men's store inside JCPenney is your Dockers headquarters. Wherever you go in Dockers, you'll look good when you get there. JCPenney, every day matters. For a check on your forecast, we check back in with meteorologist Kevin Hoppler.
Well, after a beautiful day today, it continues milder tonight. We have a few scattered clouds early on, but then becoming mainly clear tonight, about 55 to 60. Now, southwest breeze bringing in more humidity tomorrow, becoming hot throughout the day. We have hazy sunshine approaching 90, partly cloudy with a strong shower or thunderstorm at night, 60 to 65. And becoming partly sunny, less humid for Saturday, close to 80, sunny and pleasant for Sunday. This is meteorologist Kevin Hoppler from the WFAS Weather Center.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, the host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And this week, our special guest is Larry Thall. Welcome, Larry.
Hi, Bernie. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, as always. And Larry, of course, is from Millennium Financial. And Larry, you know, give us a two-minute update on what's going on at Millennium.
All right, Millennium Financial, we're on the life, health, annuity, disability, long-term care side of the insurance world. The property, the casualty, the liability, that's someone else's worry. And I've been on this in this area about 23, 24 years, and the partners of mine have established a huge general agency that brings us access to all the insurance companies.
Now, tell me about insurance. Let's see. I know when I buy a car, they make me take out insurance. I know when I buy a house and I have a mortgage, they make me take out insurance. I know I got to have life insurance because if I die, I got to make sure my family's protected. But I know there's another kind of insurance out there that people generally don't think about, but they ought to, right?
Absolutely. I think you're referring to long-term care insurance.
There you go. So why do people need to be thinking about this?
Well, what's happening is, you used to retire at 65, have a pension the rest of your life, paid by your employer. You had a supplement guaranteed in Social Security. And you'd live 10, maybe 12 years, you play a little golf, and that's it, you know? These days, the longevity has almost doubled from 65. And the other two parts of the paradigm are not living up to it. There's no more employer-defined benefit pension the rest of your life. It's your money, maybe with a little of their matching money. And I don't want to get into all about Social Security, but hopefully that'll be there for us.
All right, so I'm going to live longer. That sounds good. I'm going to play more golf. That sounds good. Not so good maybe that the companies aren't giving the retirement benefits they used to, so I got to put away more of my own money.
Right.
But long-term care insurance, am I going into a nursing home?
All right, now people don't want to think about, aging, decrepitude, whatnot. They have tremendous denial systems. I'm a New Yorker. I've got a bigger force field than most in front of me. However, it's part of pragmatic planning that you have a financial advisor. It's usually a team. You need the attorney. You need the insurance expert with this sub-expertise to make sure that you're going to be covering yourself for what happens as we age. We require human assistance, with the activities of daily living.
So long-term care insurance will actually pay for these services, even if I don't go into a nursing home?
That's right. Most of the claims, if you have a 10-year period where you need some assistance, six or seven or even eight of those years are going to be in your own home. It's only the end game in the facility.
And if I don't have insurance, then I just pay for it out of my pocket? Isn't this covered by Medicare?
Very interesting. Medicare is only going to cover adjunct to a stay in an acute care, hospital facility. And then if you're discharged after a few days, not counting, if you're in the hospital at least 3 days, not counting day of discharge, you have to be then discharged to a skilled nursing facility we call a rehab. And that rehab has to meet Medicare standards, and your care must be required on a daily basis. It has to be for physician-prescribed care, and you have to be expected to get better.
And if I don't want to go into this skilled nursing facility, as you call it, but I want to stay at home, Medicare won't pay for someone to come to my house?
It's more of an exception, very hard. And therefore, what we're doing, we're seeing people burn through, it's an expression, you burn through your own dollars before you hope to obtain perhaps the Medicaid dollars. Most people do not save for their nest egg their entire life for the rainy day, then not have anything left for their progeny, for heirs.
So I'm trying to focus the listeners on the need to get this insurance. And I know I need the car insurance because if I get into an accident, I don't want to be broke. I know I need the life insurance because I don't want to leave my family hanging. I know I need homeowner's insurance because if the house burns down, I got to build a new house.
And the bank requires it.
That's another good reason. But this long-term care, what are the odds that, that I'm going to need this kind of service? I mean, I know some people need help getting in and out of bed, but others just, for better or worse, have a heart attack and drop dead.
There's an expression. The old folks, they knew how to live, and they knew how to go. How to move on, how to die. However, these days, medicines are keeping us going. Medical technologies, new procedures, pharmaceuticals. And what we're finding is more and more people are going to live longer. And then when you live longer, you'll have the infirmity. You can't count on children any longer, adult children, because not that they don't care, they're dispersed around the country. You call them on a cell phone, they're in any of the 50 states or around the globe.
All right, so let's say we agree that you can't predict whether or not you're going to get one of these illnesses, like a dementia-type Alzheimer's or something that's going to stick with you for 10 or 15 years where you can't really take care of yourself. We don't know if you're going to be one of those people or the person who's going to get hit by a car and die on the spot. So if you're willing to take that risk, what's it going to cost you if you don't have insurance and you happen to be the guy who comes down with the Alzheimer's?
Well, Bernie, you know what? In Westchester County, you're looking at $10,000 to $12,000 to $14,000 per month for assisted living, because they begin with a base, rent, base lease on the room, and then all the additional services are added on top. But I want to mention one thing in answer. I've thought of a better answer to the prior question. It's that we have, if you you buy a house, there's a three or five people out of 1,000 will have a house fire. Average loss, $3,500.
But everybody's got house insurance.
Correct. Here, this is 600 out of 1,000 people are going to require care for at least 90 days. Now, granted, that's not too long. We call it long-term care. But half of everyone is going to have a six-month or a year or multi-year claim.
I guess the problem then, Larry, is everybody thinks I'm not going to be one of those 600.
I think it's human nature, but as they see little flares going on around them, a neighbor, an elder relative, even a younger person, almost 40% of claims lasting 90 days are for people under 65.
All right, so if you buy this insurance and you get one of these illnesses, then you'll have coverage up to the amount of insurance that you buy.
That's correct.
And if you don't, then you get to spend your own money.
That's right.
All right, so when should people start thinking about this? When they retire, when they're 70, 75? Or is this something you think about when you get married in your 20s? When's the right age?
Okay, the twofold answer is around 45 or 50, because that's when you start to hear stories of others and you can focus on it. When you're young, first getting married, having first child, first house, what you're doing is covering the big items, the mortgage. You want your family to stay in their world. But as we age, I would say 45 or 50 is ideal. The average age of purchasers has come down from the upper 60s now to the mid-50s.
Okay, now, Larry, I know we're about the same age, and I know your son Aaron goes to Emory, and that's a terrific thing, and I guess that must cost a couple bucks, right?
Sure.
So how do people in our age bracket pay for the Emorys of the world? And you're putting away money in your firm's retirement plan, aren't you, and your IRA?
You can't just live on peanut butter sandwich, but you're right.
It's an allocation.
How do you do this? It's a good question. I think what happens is, when you design a plan with a specialist, then make sure you've heard the commercials for various professionals, but there's a National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. There's a very active Westchester Rockland chapter, and I'm proud to become president July 1 of it. And make sure that people have a subspecialty in the area, in this area. How do you do this specifically? You can create your plan around what your needs would be. If you don't have cash, you're illiquid. A lot of your investments are in land or your house. You should have a smaller deductible. The deductible with long-term care is a number of days before benefits kick in. So you can design a plan with either a 30-day, 60-day, and 90-day period before benefits are payable. It's cheaper the longer you wait. And then you should go with the odds. You shouldn't buy lifetime benefits that cost twice as much as what our statistics show, average claim length.
Okay, so I guess in order to make it more affordable, because, you know, we do have to save for retirement. I mean, even people who sell long-term care insurance would acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
We do have to send our kids to college.
Absolutely.
But yet we also have to recognize that there's a distinct possibility that we're going to get sick and need this care. So I think what I'm hearing you say is that this is not something you go on the Internet and click a few buttons and buy a policy. It's not something where you call the person who sold you your title insurance when you bought your house or sold you your homeowner's insurance. This is something that sounds to me, Larry, like it really requires a specialist, somebody who really has specific expertise in this area.
Thank you. I absolutely agree with that. And someone who's connected with other professionals. There's a whole cadre, a new profession called a geriatric care manager, so that when you do need care, an elder relative of yours, neighbor needs care, you can link them with all the services in the community. So that is important. It is for a subspecialist who has the contacts as well.
Okay, so it's not just the insurance person, but you got to surround yourself with a team of advisors.
And Bernie, the other thing is you want an independent one because, I started working for individual companies, but I became, a broker, fully independent one, because as the situation unfolds and people are trusting and telling me all their vitals, their health and their needs and their cash situation and their future income with their pensions and retirement plan, I learn which company I should go to. Sometimes it scopes down to one company versus another. If they have a certain medical condition, they can do better at company A than B.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with Larry Thall, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family, and unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks, from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks, based here in White Plains. And, of course, our firm specializes in helping families of kids with special needs and our seniors here in Westchester County and New York City. And tonight we're speaking with Larry Thal, and Larry's from Millennium Financial. And we've been talking about long-term care insurance and how important it is to think about this in advance. This is not something you want to do once the crisis strikes, but you want to plan in advance. And, you know, this long-term care, we talked about it costing in excess of $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a month. But how long will you need it for? Is this something where after a month or two you get better and then you don't have to worry about it again, or is this something that can go on for a while?
Right. Good question. The policies are written with a multiplier. So you get a monthly benefit maximum. These are the indemnity policies that reimburse you for outlays. So if you buy 200 per day, that's $6,000 a month to spend. That's $72,000 a year. And your benefit multiplier is either 2 years worth, 3 years worth, four, five, six, up to 10 or 12, and then it jumps to lifetime benefit.
But how long am I, let's say I didn't buy insurance, and I say, okay, I'm going to pay out of pocket, even if it's $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a month, if I only got to do it for a month or two, I mean, look, it's not going to be pretty, but I mean, I could do that.
That's why you choose a longer elimination period. That's your deductible.
Okay. Okay, but if my total exposure here is only $30,000 because I'm going to get sick for 2 months and then get better, why do I need the insurance? Or is it more likely that once I get sick, the average length of stay in a facility is longer, or once I get sick, I'm not likely to get better? How does that work?
This is really going in the direction of the average claim length. Genworth Financial, formerly GE, has paid billions of dollars in claims and taken in multiple billions in premiums. And their averages just were published about 6 months ago and came out that the average claim length is somewhere between 3 and 4 years. A very long claim is 6 years. So I'm not recommending 10 and 12 in lifetime.
All right, so it's likely that if I'm one of the unlucky people who gets one of these chronic illnesses, it's going to last for a couple of years, right?
That's right. Okay. And this will preserve their assets. Also, it's a good use in a divorce situation because it puts a firewall between the assets of each spouse. And so then the children of a spouse won't be, you know, protective or guarding or jealous of spouse number two, you know, taking dad's or mom's
assets. Okay, that's one interesting planning technique. Are there other ways to help finance the cost of long-term care insurance? Let's say we've got some small business owners out there.
Okay, actually, if you have a small business with at least 3 or 4 employees and they have this concern, you are really creating a patriarchal benefit here. You're taking good care of them just by having the bill come to the office. They get a discount. And now, not just Genworth, MetPru, they have these types of programs. The giants are only a handful of giant companies, and they do offer, the majority offer, group billing discount.
Okay, so by buying it for more than one or two or three or four people, you get a discount. Are there any tax breaks to the company for buying it?
If it's the employee money, it's the employee tax break, and that would be 20% tax credit. That's New York State off your New York State tax due. So if a premium is $1,000, you can take $200 off your New York State tax due. Again, not a tax deduction. Now we have a federal tax deductibility involving 7.5% of your adjusted gross income as a threshold. So that might not pertain every year. But in New York State, we've got some of the best tax benefits at 20% credit.
And what happens when you...
And Bernie, I'm sorry, it's actually called for a qualified policy, by the way, which is under certain rules. I just want to put that...
All right, so it's got to be a tax-qualified policy.
That's correct.
Okay, so let's say you have a tax-qualified policy and you get sick, and you can't get in and out of bed, you can't go to the bathroom yourself, and you need some help with these things. So you're smart enough to buy the policy, and you call up the insurance company, and you fill out the paperwork, you file a claim, and then they pay the claim. Is that taxable to you?
No. As a matter of fact, you may get an information return, a 1099 LTC. But for tax-qualified policies, the benefits are tax-free. It's very important. I wanted to mention something else. You said, gee, how can you balance all these items? It takes me longer, Bernie. I'm not a litigator like yourself, you know. But I'll just mention, you buy these policies in chunks because, as I demonstrate in the adult ed classes I teach around the county and continuing ed, certain professionals take that, like CPA, I show that if you buy the first $100 a day benefit when you're in your late 40s, early 50s, you're way ahead of the game because only as your situation clarifies itself later in life, you go through your 50s, late 50s, early 60s, then you know where you're going to settle as you age, and then you'll know what the costs are in that part of the country. But a $100 a day plan, a $150 a day won't hurt you anywhere in the country.
So even if the cost might be $200, $300, $400, $500 a day, it still might make sense for some of your clients to buy a $100 or $200 a day policy so they can insure some of the risk.
Right. It's called copayment. That's correct.
And how do you, when you sit down with a client, how do you know what's the right amount of insurance for them to buy?
Well, what you want to make sure of is that if they're in their working years, that they're not just purchasing a plan which is suitable for in their working years of income. You want to make sure this is a permanently appropriate or suitable plan for them. So I take the information on as far as all their future income expectation from other sources like IRAs and pensions and Social Security, and I try to figure between their current asset, where they might live, what other monies they may put in the bank. We assume an interest rate return. I'm not going to get technical, but bottom line is I try to make sure we're not over-insuring.
But Larry, are there guidelines to determine whether or not somebody can afford this? I mean, because if you buy it when you're working, and you have a regular income, and then you have to keep paying the premiums until you become incapacitated or pass away, or you file a claim. But then you're making less money when you retire. How do you know that the person's not spending too much money on the insurance?
Okay, you know, sometimes, Bernie, I'll answer a couple of ways. There are 10 payment plans, so if someone is underage 55, they can pay up till 65 and be done. Of course, they're paying two or three times the usual annual premium. And there are also payment plans where the company can superheap the premiums together, as I'm saying, within 10 years while they're working and be paid up the rest of their time.
I want to explore that further with you, Larry, but we got to do some business here and take a quick break. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with Larry Thall, and we'll be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks, from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
All right, we're back with Larry Thall. I'm Bernie Crooks. And Larry, before the break, we're chatting about certain types of policies. And I know, you know, as a lawyer who specializes in helping seniors, nary a day goes by where somebody doesn't come in and says, you know, I was talking to one of my friends, and how come she's paying this much for that, and I'm paying that much for this? I mean, I assume they're all different kinds of policies, but what's the difference between a policy that you would pay for the rest of your life and one that you'd be locked in to pay a certain amount over, let's say, 10 years?
Okay, fair question. I think the 10-year payments for someone, let's use an example, in their 40s, would be asking them to pay three or four times the normal annual premium. So if the normal premium was $1,000, they're paying $3,000 or $4,000 per year. Now, granted, they're going to have that peace of mind because it's a contractual guarantee. This is not a hypothetical promise. There were some other types of policies years ago with life insurance where the promises were not fulfilled. But these are contractual promises. After 10 years, they are finished. So they must see themselves through to paying those 10 very large premiums.
And if they don't opt for this route, then they have to keep paying.
That's right. This is what happens. If they're paying every year, we want to make sure that they don't lose their policy. However, that hasn't become a problem, Bernie. There's actually a 99% persistency rate on these policies as opposed to, disability income policies, insuring your income against loss, or life insurance policies that have, say, 7 or 8 or 9% of people that stop paying. The companies aren't making money on, in other words, the insurance companies now have all the risk on these policies. People are not lapsing them. They're persisting and paying every year.
So they're not letting them lapse. That's very interesting. So can the insurance company raise your premiums after you're into the deal?
That's a good question. They can, but in New York State, it has not happened yet. The reason is the insurance company would have to petition the Department of Insurance, the Superintendent of Insurance, New York State. They'd have to demonstrate to the Department of Insurance that they're insurance company would suffer irreparable financial injury by keeping the rates where they are.
So it hasn't happened, but we can't say it never will happen.
That's true. And as a matter of fact, I'd like people to consider 10-20% more. Their rate might go up. So in retirement, plan for what's comfortable and will be comfortable, even if it went up by 10 or 20.
Now, what if you buy one of these policies that's what you call it a 10-pay plan? Can they still raise that, or is that contractually obligated?
That is contractually obligated. Good distinction.
Okay, so even though you're paying 3 or 4 times more, if it's $4,000 a year and you're paying for 10 years, you know you're going to pay 40 and you're done.
That's correct.
Whereas with the other policy, you don't know how long you're going to pay, and it's not absolutely positively guaranteed that it won't go up.
That's right. Now, there are certain things that you can add in New York State, non-forfeiture provisions. You pay extra for it. It's about 15% on average. And it says if you paid in for over a period of time and then you don't have the money to continue that premium anymore, you don't lose all. You'll have a fund established in your name with the company with at least the premiums you put into the plan. And if you meet those benefit triggers, which are the inability to perform 2 of 6 listed activities of daily living, or you suffer a cognitive impairment, you will get your monies back.
All right, so that's just one of many riders that can be attached to these policies.
That is true. There's even a waiver of premium rider where a spouse, if both spouses buy a policy, and one of them dies after 10 payments and no claims, the surviving spouse doesn't have to pay anymore.
All right, so all the more reason, again, and I can't emphasize this enough to our listeners, to work with a specialist. This is not something for the faint of heart. This is not something you pick up on the Internet or through somebody who's not experienced. There are too many things that can go wrong. Isn't that true?
It's very true. And Bernie, some people succumb to the idea, well, I can have my own side fund and just squirrel away this money and not use it. The amount of money, if you're thinking of $10,000 and $15,000 a month that would be required to do that, it's impractical.
And what happens if somebody gets denied? I mean, I assume not everybody gets the insurance. The company's got to make sure that you go through an underwriting. Is there anything they can do if they get denied for the insurance?
Well, as I mentioned a little earlier, there are only 4, 5, 6 major billion-dollar companies in this field. It's only a 20-year-old field, essentially. So there aren't a lot of what we call substandard insurance companies. However, there are some. And the insurance company generally retains all the risk on these policies. So even a little policy I referred to earlier, $200 a day, you know, $6,000 a month, $72,000 a year for 5 years, $360,000. If the person's 50 years old, that $360,000 is going to double twice before they're 78, which is the average claim age. This is obviously $1.5 million policy. It's not a little $200 a day plan.
It's a big investment, but worthwhile.
You need the large company.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Larry Thall from Millennium Financial. And we're going to be right back after this short break to wrap up.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke.
Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back. We're moving right along here at Larry Thal. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. And Larry, tell us, how does somebody get into this field? How'd you do it?
Oh, this is a true story, Bernie. I had an aunt who just passed away, just 1 year ago. She was 99 and a half. An old Aunt Jean, who got the whole family to go down to Florida, was listening to a radio show back in the mid-80s. And she said, Larry, you know, there's a big aging population down here, and this man is right. We have to protect our assets. I want you to listen. She sent me a tape. She sent me a brochure. I listened to it. I said, you know what? You're right. So I didn't dive in. I learned a little. Then by the early 90s, I got into it, and my entire family has longevity. I don't know what that gene is. My dad is still the kid brother at 91. So I'm caring for them, and I learn all the ancillary services, like those geriatricians I tell you about. So that's what drew me in, family.
Well, I guess there's always got to be a personal connection. And, you know, I'm sure the listeners want to know whether or not you've got a presence on the Internet, website, and a phone number if they need some more information.
Well, thank you. Our number directly, 914-934-9700. Extension 252 is me, but you just asked the reception. And my web address, www.millenniumfin, short for financial. That's MillenniumFin.com.
Well, Larry, it's really been a pleasure to have you on the show.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
And to our listeners, this is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We'll be back next Thursday evening right here on WFAS AM 1230 at 6.05 p.m. Good night, everyone.
Rely on us for great music and friendly personalities. Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
WFAS. Thing called love, and it's a
perfect company at home, work, or driving around town. Westchester's soft favorite, AM 1230 WFAS.
Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear, say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Closer, let me whisper in your ear. Say the
1230 WFAS, Westchester's song favorites. We're no secret, but just in case, do spread the word about us. It is 6:44. Coming up after 7 o'clock, it is Westchester's Soft Nights on AM 1230 WFAS. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow at 3. Right now at 6:44, one more look at the roads. WFAS, Westchester traffic. Craig, have a great night.
Well, thank you very much, and do the same. We are finishing up in pretty good shape. The tap and Z looks okay. A little slow, though, on 287 West, heading through Harrison and White Plains. Not bad east on 287. Quiet on the Sprain Brook. No backups on the Sawmill. No delays with Metro North. And your update is brought to you by Super 8 Motels. A good cup of coffee is the perfect way to start your day. Purchase a Super 8 travel mug and get unlimited free refills at any of their more than 2,000 locations in North America. Super 8, see you along the way. And this is Craig Schenkman on Westchester's Soft Favorites, AM 1230, WFAS.
And from the WFAS Weather Center, a few scattered clouds tonight, mild, low down to 55. Tomorrow, hazy sunshine, hot, humid, highs to 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, couple of showers or thunderstorms, low down to 60. Saturday, partly sunny, less humid, high of 80. And Sunday, sunny, pleasant, high to 75. Right now, it is 67 at Westchester Soft Favorites, AM 1230, WFAS.
WFAS, keeping you in touch with Westchester County. Here's the WFAS Journal News Westchester Community Calendar. What's some fun things going on this weekend? Friday, Captain Merritt's Hill Historic Homes Tour takes place in Mount Kisco, with all the proceeds to benefit the Mount Kisco Elementary School Association. And Friday and Saturday, Bannerman's Castle will be illuminated for the public with performances in dance, music, and theater by the Irvington Education Foundation. On Saturday from 10 to 4, Gilda's Club in Westchester is having a huge tag sale at Maple Avenue in White Plains. And on Sunday, the Westchester Walk to Defeat ALS is taking place at Tibbetts Brook Park in Yonkers. For more fun things to do, look in the Journal News every day, check out the line on Fridays, or go to lohud.com 24/7. That's today's Journal News Westchester Community Calendar from WFAS.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you could win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good,
better,
Bear.
The soundtrack for your day. Westchester's Soft Favorite, AM 1230, WFAS.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without trying. Now I want. Understand, I have done all that.
help singing along with all the great music on Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
You got the body, now you want my soul.
This is Westchester's soft favorite, AM 1230, WFAS, White Plains, Westchester, a Cumulus Media.